I was mandated out of adult intellectual disabilities. So going into residential homes with people that need support in everyday living on medication, and then I progressed through to supported living, which is those that are more independent out in the community but still just need a bit of support and assistance. I stupidly thought, I guess, that because I had medical reasons as to why I didn't want to get the jab, that I would be exempt. But I was mandated out. I received the letter in October. I got given the date, 15th of November. I wasn't allowed to work anymore. I wasn't allowed to engage with any of the clients. I wasn't allowed to go to their home premises anymore, which was hard because you'd built relationships with these people. You're supporting them in their everyday life. You get to know them as a person. So already I pretty much felt like a criminal, because if I was seen or caught on those premises or anything, I could be charged and fined. I just couldn't comprehend it, because going for the interview was all about sort of moving on the stuff that was stuck in the 1960s and the way they treated people. So they wanted new, young life that would be capable of standing up for these people within this system. To put it plain and simple, I saw it as, you hired me to stand up, voice up for those that can't speak for themselves, and then you fired me for speaking up for me, basically. Like, it wasn't just a job for me. I was passionate about it. You could see the effects that we had on these people. They were excited. They knew they were going to do something exciting for the day. And that's what I loved. And also the fact that all those areas that I'd gotten my qualifications in to build myself up, I couldn't go back to any of them based on these mandates, which to me didn't make sense when all of these areas are understaffed. We've been talking about it for years, education, medical industries, and then she just pushed us out.